Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, February the 9th, 2022, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. And we had a big hour here last hour. At 8:30 this morning, the mayor of the city of Marion, Mayor Scott Schertzer, appeared with us live at 8:30, just as the announcement was being made, the official announcement, which came at 8:30 this morning, that he will run for the office of Treasurer of the State of Ohio on the Democratic ticket. Now, joining us, and I'm so happy this person is able to join us this morning for a little reaction to that, is somebody who knows our mayor pretty well and certainly knows the politics in the state of Ohio. He is the former governor of the state of Ohio, Ted Strickland. Governor Strickland, how are you?
Well, I'm great, and it's wonderful news to hear that Scott is taking on this challenge. Ohio certainly needs his leadership, and he's a great guy. He's been a good mayor, and if Scott is listening, I want him to contact me because he sent me an email a week or so ago that I've lost some way. And so, Scott, if you're listening, I'm happy for you. Get back in touch with me, and I want to talk with you.
It sounds good. We will make sure he gets that message. Governor Strickland, when you are a mayor for 15 years in a community like Marion, you're not known a whole lot in the state. What does he have to do between now and Election Day to get that state recognition?
Well, he needs to try to spend as much time as he can, without neglecting his responsibilities as mayor, to get out into Ohio, to go from community to community and introduce himself. But I believe more people know Scott across the state than the average person may think. As you recall, for a few weeks, he was a candidate for lieutenant governor in Ohio. Scott has been active in the Mayor's Association. Some people may not know that there's a very active association of mayors throughout Ohio. They meet regularly, and it's a wonderful network. And, of course, they all know Scott and will be willing and able to help him get better known in their communities. And that pretty much covers most of Ohio, as a matter of fact.
You know, Governor, one thing I was looking at this morning, when you look at the top officials currently in our state, you have Governor DeWine, you have Auditor Faber, Lieutenant Governor Husted, Secretary of State LaRose, Attorney General Yost, and the current Treasurer, Robert Sprague, all Republicans. What do Democrats have to do, including the mayor, in the upcoming election to take some of these offices back?
Well, I think it's important, and this is not necessarily the responsibility of the candidate for the treasurer's office, but I think all Democrats and all those running for statewide office must run as a team. That they can help each other, obviously. But I think it's important that they point out what has happened in Ohio under a Republican leadership. And I would specifically mention the corruption that has occurred with the First Energy multi-million-dollar bailout. That I believe resulted in one person actually committing suicide rather than to face the consequences of their action. Former Speaker Larry Householder is going on trial in a relatively short period of time, right in the middle of this campaign. I think all of the statewide office holders bear some responsibility, including Mr. Sprague. I'm pretty familiar with politics, Mr. Sprague is the only one that I literally had to look up what his name was, because he has, he's been pretty invisible as far as I'm concerned. And the treasurer's position, as Mary Ellen Withrow knows, can be a huge, huge economic assist in a state like Ohio in the decisions they make and the programs they put forth for small businesses and for the farming community and for other parts of our state's economy. And in my judgment, at least, Mr. Sprague has been largely invisible and not terribly effective in that role. And so I think Scott's got to tell the people of Ohio why he wants the job and what he intends to do with it, other than just the perfunctory responsibilities of a treasurer.
You know, that's an interesting point, Governor. When we talk about not a whole lot of people knowing who Robert Sprague, the state treasurer, is at this point, it has seemed, if you look at the way people vote, pretty much since 2016, it was on a little trend before that, but since 2016, when you look at these elections, from governor down, all offices, even county and city offices, people tend to vote for the R or the D now. It always wasn't that way, but even locally, we have seen more of that, and is there a way to combat that?
Well, I think that there's a reckoning coming, Scott, that could very well change that equation that you've accurately described. People are wondering what has happened to the R's. What's happened to the Republican Party when they censored truthful members who are trying to tell the truth about what happened with the Capitol riot, and defend the behavior that is indefensible. The Republican Party that people have been voting for in past years doesn't exist any longer in many ways. So, you know, when Liz Cheney and I obviously wouldn't agree on a lot of public policy issues, but the only thing that Liz Cheney did was stand up for the truth. Liz Cheney is more, if Republicans identify themselves as conservatives, and I think many Republicans, most Republicans do, Liz Cheney is much more conservative than her detractors, much more conservative. Donald Trump is not a conservative. He's not a conservative in the policy he's pursued, and he's certainly not a conservative in his understanding of the Constitution of our country and the guiding principles that have kept us a free country for, nearly 250 years. I think it's probably a mistake to think that the Republican Party and the R behind or in front of the name of a candidate means the same thing now as it may have meant 5 or 10 years ago.
Governor Strickland, this particular position is obviously very important to Marion County, as in our lifetime. Mary Ellen Withrow, county official, Marion County Treasurer, ran for this office, won this office, against really all odds at that time for several reasons, and now here we are within the same lifespan, lifetime, another Marion City County office holder is running for the same position, with Mary Ellen still with us, still doing well, still interested in politics. Is that going to help Mayor Schertzer with this particular position?
Well, I think it certainly should, and I expect it will help him in the communities and the people and the voters who can remember Mary Ellen's wonderful service, not only to the state of Ohio, but to the United States of America. And I'm sure Mary Ellen's going to be doing everything she can to help Scott. I know they're good friends, and Mary Ellen has incredible respect throughout the state of Ohio for the wonderful service she provided. And if I was Scott, I would be telling the people of Ohio, you know, if you liked Mary Ellen and her service as treasurer, then you ought to support me, because I'm going to provide the same kind of honest, ethical, transparent, forward-looking service to the state of Ohio that Mary Ellen Withrow provided.
The last time we had a Democratic treasurer in the state of Ohio was under your administration. So it's been more than a decade now since we have had a Democratic treasurer in the state of Ohio. What advice, if you were speaking to him right now, and I'm sure you will be speaking to him at some point, would you give Mayor Schertzer to overcome that hurdle?
Well, you know, to be realistic and to know this is going to be a tough fight, to do everything possible to be physically present in the communities throughout Ohio. I think the candidates that go to communities and spend time are appreciated by the voters of all parties. And I'll give you an example. My understanding is that Congressman Tim Ryan, who's running for the Senate, has already been in well over 70, maybe 75 or more Ohio counties already, and his goal is to be in every one of them. And I think that'll make a difference for Tim, even going into, you know, so-called bright red Republican areas. If you show up, people appreciate it. And I would encourage Scott to be himself. He's got a great personality. He's a winsome kind of person. And I would encourage him to spend as much time as possible in the communities throughout Ohio. Even if you're meeting with groups of 15 or 20, 25, 30 people, it's well worth the effort to get out and meet people and ask for their vote. People want to be courted, so to speak, for their vote. And I think Scott has demonstrated in Marion and in the region. You know, I mean, he's been elected over and over and over. And that means he's provided quality service, and people appreciate that. And I think he ought to take that message to other towns throughout Ohio.
Governor, I wanted to ask you something just a little off this topic for a second here, because since we've spoken last, Nan Whaley, who's running for governor here in Ohio on the Democratic side, chose her running mate, a lieutenant governor candidate, Cheryl Stevens. Now, this is interesting for a lot of reasons, because the common wisdom in a lot of political circles that I was hearing was that Nan Whaley would choose a man. And it's awful that we even have to have this conversation in 2022, but we've never had a female governor, and now you have two women on the same ticket. Was this a smart move by Nan Whaley?
Scott, as you may know, that Nan is a good friend and has been a good friend of mine for many, many years. But John Cranley, the mayor of Cincinnati, has been a good friend of mine for many, many years. They're both really quality people, and I think Ohio is very lucky to have two people of such high quality and experience and achievement to be seeking the governor's office. But up to this point, I've tried to not really engage myself into, encouraging either candidate, other than to say, I hope you run, and I hope you have a good experience and all that. But I'm not taking sides at this point. All of my friends have, for either one or the other candidate, or for different reasons, but they're both such good people, and I will be happy to have either one of them in the governor's office.
The Republican primary is very interesting. Governor DeWine being primaried. That's coming up very shortly, I think less than 3 months now. How do you think Governor DeWine's going to fare? Some polls have him behind Mr. Renacci.
Well, I thought about that a lot, and I think if Governor DeWine was running against one candidate, for example, Mr. Renacci, he may be in some trouble. It appears as if there's going to be maybe three or more Republicans running for the governor's office. And if that's the case, and they split up the more right-wing vote, then I suspect that Governor DeWine will survive that primary. But it's hard to know for sure, because there's so much volatility in the Republican Party. And they're starting, as I mentioned earlier, they're starting to turn on each other. And so it's impossible to know what's going to happen in a Republican primary.
Final question here, Governor, and I want to come back to Mayor Schertzer. Anything can happen in the world of politics, and obviously you are a Democrat and you are a friend of Mayor Schertzer's. But when we look at this in the time we're living in, where we are, the year we're in, and how really short a time we are away from this election, and with Ohio tending to vote Republican for whatever reason for the last few years, how difficult is this going to be for Mayor Schertzer, not to mention the fact that he is running against an incumbent, and people seem to feel that incumbents do have an advantage. Now, of course, current Treasurer Sprague, a lot of people said that he is not well known, but that might work for him as well. He might not get trampled in that issue the Republicans have with the state right now, the corruption scandal.
Well, Scott, I'm going to be, candid with you and realistic. And when you get into a political race, especially, a race that's statewide, you can never be sure what the outcome's going to be. All you can do is just work as hard as you can work and take your message to the people and hope for a good outcome. But I can tell you that I really believe that the Republican Party has become so splintered and so extreme. I mean, these Republican Senate candidates are spending millions of dollars, not at this point criticizing Tim Ryan, but criticizing each other. I mean, I go back to the time when I won the governor's office, right? There were three Republicans running on the Republican side. There was Jim Petro, Betty Montgomery, and Blackwell. So the party was split between those three candidates, and that made it much more likely that I had a chance to win. Any time one of the major parties is so divided within itself, that opens up opportunities for the opposing party to come in and have some wins. And I think that's going to happen this cycle. The Republicans aren't going to win every seat. They'd like to. In the past, they've been pretty fortunate in doing that. I don't think that's going to happen this year. And I think some Democrats could win, and given the circumstances, there could be a Democrat sweep, because Tim Ryan is an incredibly strong candidate. And both of our mayor candidates are very strong candidates. And listen, whatever happens to the top of the ticket has a profound effect on what happens, you know, down ticket. And so I'm not predicting a total sweep for Democrats this fall. I think it's possible. And the more the Republicans fight each other and criticize themselves and take these extreme positions, I mean, it's almost, you know, Scott, if it wasn't so serious, if our democracy wasn't at risk, it would be a comedy. It would be hilarious, the things they're saying and the things they're talking about. It's just almost unbelievable that it could be happening at this stage of our country's development. I don't know what's going to happen in the fall, but I think Democrats have a fighting chance.
You know, Governor, something that's interesting here, and I just want to slip this in as we part ways here, but the pandemic's going on, and it looks like it's going to be going on when the election happens this fall. In a state where we are just over 50% vaccinated, and it seems to be the Democratic Party that is favoring vaccinations and mask wearing more than the Republican Party at this particular point. Certainly Governor DeWine knows that with the trouble he's found himself in. Could the pandemic hurt the Democrats here in a year where they might end up doing well because of this scandal that the Republicans are in? Could simply the fact that this pandemic has been in people's lives for 3 years, people see the Democrats as the party of vaccinations and mask wearing, and that could hurt them in the end?
Well, Scott, in regard to that, just let me say to any of your listeners who may be pro-life, you know, if you're pro-life, you ought to be pro-vaccine. And I'm convinced that there are people who are dying, who are losing their lives because of this irrational opposition to vaccines. I got a call this week from a good friend of mine who lives in Lexington, Kentucky. And she told me that her sister and her brother-in-law had both died last week because they had refused to take the vaccine and they had gotten COVID. I mean, people, we are still losing thousands of people every day. If you're pro-life, you ought to be pro-vaccine, and you ought to be out there encouraging people to get the vaccine. The vaccine saves lives. And those who say otherwise are not telling the truth. And lives are being lost as a result of politics. And it's just inexcusable. God forgive us for the kind of actions that are taking place in our country that are causing so much human misery and suffering unnecessarily.
You know, Governor, before I let you go, because I know these are all your pals, Mary Ellen and Mayor Schertzer, I know you've known them both a long time. Last hour we were discussing that, if Mayor Schertzer should win this election, he would take office next January, and there would be a year left on his term as mayor. And Marion, being a statutory city, I believe we've been told that the Democratic Party would have to appoint somebody to finish out his term. And Marion has never had a female mayor, and we thought, hey, why not Mary Ellen for a year? What do you think of that, Governor?
Listen, I think it's a great idea. Listen, I've seen Mary Ellen recently. Like me, Mary Ellen is, you know, getting some years on her, but she is vital and energetic and engaged, and I'm all in favor of Mary Ellen being the mayor. That would be great.
It'd be good for Marion, certainly, I think.
Oh, it would. It would. And what a way to, you know, what a way to for her to finish out her political career being mayor of her hometown. That would be wonderful.
Governor, you have always been a pal to me, and I just cannot thank you enough. And I have a feeling with what we know now, with our mayor running for statewide office for a position that Mary Ellen Withrow had and all the other things going on, we're going to be calling on you a lot, and I certainly appreciate your expertise in this field. Thank you, Governor.
Well, Scott, it's great talking with you, and I hope you and all of your listeners have a great day. And for those who are listening who are not yet vaccinated, do it for yourself. Do it for the people you love. Go get vaccinated.
Thank you, Governor.
Talk with you soon. Bye.
The former governor of the state of Ohio, Ted Strickland. Well, there you go. That was a lot of fun having Governor Strickland on. And again, the sporting thing is not really, you know, we might just have to throw this microphone out the window at some point. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. And again, the talk this morning is Mayor Scott Schertzer has now officially announced that he is running for treasurer of the state of Ohio. As I try to watch the levels over here on this microphone. The perils of live radio. Wednesday, February the 9th, 2022. Again, phone lines open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. It's interesting to see how this is sort of all sliding together here. Let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, that was pretty good. You know what? I'm a very lucky citizen here. If I got a few minutes to take up your time here, but or I could wait until...
No, please do. Go ahead.
I had the privilege of meeting Ted Strickland when he come to Marion there a few years ago, and Mary Ellen Withrow was in the crowd, and you was on the microphone, if you can remember the year that was. When Ted Strickland come out to the Democratic Party there on 309?
Oh, yeah, 2016, I believe.
Okay, correct. I was there. Ted Strickland was running late. So I was there, and I know quite a few people around there that was there. And here comes Ted Strickland. They said, here comes Ted Strickland. And so he come up there, and me being kind of, I'm just energetic on something I want to do, I pursue it. So I said, say, Governor Strickland, can you got a minute to come over and talk to my wife? And you know, mouths just dropped open. They said, what the heck is he doing? A lot of them knew me, you know. And you know what? Ted Strickland come walking over and talked to my wife, and he knew he was running late, but this is the kind of guy Ted Strickland was. He talked to my wife, and my wife talked to him, and she said, boy, she said, you got a pretty sweater on, and they've talked like this friends forever, and I appreciated Ted Strickland ever since. Then there was a deal up, not a deal, I don't you like to use those terminology, but there was, I think, a birthday celebration for Mary Ellen Withrow, and we attended that, and Ted Strickland was there, and his wife was there, and I was just sitting there, and his wife sat down beside me. And I got to talk to her, and, you know, the respect for the Stricklands is very, very good. And But that's the kind of guy Ted Strickland is, so I kind of favor him quite a bit. Just personal things, what they do and how they present themselves to the public, that's a big thing. If you're going to run for office around anywhere, you better get out and show yourself. And then when you get in that office, you better do pretty close. I know there's channels you got to go through, and sometimes it takes time, but there's a can. Now, Mary Ellen Withrow, that is like Ted just said there. That is a terrific idea. But here's my opinion. You know, Mary Ellen Withrow served her county, state, in the United States of America. She has served this country well. And if she has the desire to do that, I'm with her 100%. But if she don't have the desire to that, you know, you commend her of all the things that she's done and being behind stage of Mary Searcher, that is really a thing that would be less stressful on her, in my opinion. I'm a kind-hearted guy anyhow. But going back, if this fails or that fails, why don't you move into that slot for 1 year?
For mayor of Marion?
Yes, and that is no joke. It's a honest reply from me asking. You would make a very good politician, and I would love to be in at my age under your being a mayor. Even though I'm in the county, I got one thing I can say about my wife and I: we're both born and raised in Marion, and here we are a year and a half apart, 80 years old for me and her. The differential there. And you know what? If you could get into that position, you would be a good one, because we've listened to you, and you're such a good voice on interviewing people. Sometimes they got to wait and say, whoa, let's see, Mary Searcher's done that, and anybody else you talk that, and I love it. So your education, I don't know how better man it could be, and why don't you just race through the ranks, and I'd love to see Mary Searcher go into the society. I've been around him and had the acquaintance with him several times. He probably don't even know me, but I bet you if my name was presented to him and I faced it, he would. Because, and I made a point to meet his wife and three daughters when he's up the peanut push. And you know what? They come over and I said, could you talk to my wife? And it was a bad morning there. They come over, Mayor Searcher's wife and the girl, they come over there and talk to my wife, roll the window down, and I thought, buddy, that's the kind of relationship people running for office has got to get out and present themselves. Then when they're in a smaller capacity of all, they got to show their really love for the position and do as best as they can do it, and they'll get reelected. So I know I'm wet behind the ears in the political talk, but when, I know there's lots of people that think like I do, and I'm glad to hear everything that went on this morning. It was very interesting, and you had some big sluggers up there, and I'd like to see you be a big slugger also.
Hey,
thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944, and I appreciate the kind words. You know, it sounds like an odd idea, but to be honest with you, I like the Mary Ellen idea, and I like creative ideas. So, if it were something she would want to do, why not? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I do want to make this point, because people, when I talk about the R and the D next to people's names, it that's really become a thing. Locally, statewide, nationally, I'm not sure why. And it is very divisive, and it is very, I'm not even sure what the word is. But what this morning is all about, truthfully, is about a Marion resident, a Marion politician, wouldn't matter to me if he was Democrat or Republican, running on the state level. That's what this is really all about to me. Go ahead, caller.
I have a question to ask you. It's not about politics.
Oh, no problem.
Why is it when Windpipe calls in and you guys are talking to each other, he decides to butt in and talk over you and you cannot hear what either one of you are saying?
Well, that is a problem. It's called crosstalk. I'm not sure why he doesn't wait for me to finish, but I know what you're saying. I've brought this up to him before, and other people. When two people are talking at the same time, you can't hear either one of them.
Right, and then he talks so fast that he gets to stuttering, and it's like, you need to slow down, Adam, so people can hear you, but I don't know if he's afraid that you're going to cut him off and he wants to get everything in there all at one time or what, but he does get to talking kind of really fast at times, and it's like, you can't understand what he's saying, and then he overtalks you, and it's like, and I think that's rude.
Well, I think with Adam, it's a lot of excitement, and it's just, I to be honest, I don't really know what happens there, but I do know, I'm with you. When I listen to people on the radio, when two people are talking at the same time, it drives me nuts because I can't hear what either one of them are saying.
Exactly.
I know. Well, we will take that into account, and I'm sure Adam's listening, so maybe he'll take that into account as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And it doesn't have to be politics this morning. We can talk about anything you like. It just happened to be a big morning for Marion. And I'm still trying to think sometime or when a Marion politician ran for statewide office. It's been a while. It's been a while. I don't know if it was Mary Ellen Withrow. That's the last one I can remember. But there might have been somebody else. Does anybody remember? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, the reason why it comes down to people voting D and R's is that's about the only thing they really know about the people.
Well,
people don't take time, you know, to research these people and find out who they are and what they stand for. When they go into the polling booth and see those names, the only thing they know about those people is D or an R.
Well, this is one of the things this morning that I knew. I knew Mayor Schertzer. I was going to make his announcement this morning. I knew what time it was coming, and I wanted to have the first interview with him. Now, to me, that's not a political story. Now, him running for office will be a political campaign, but to me, that's Marion's mayor running for a statewide office. We are a radio station in Mayor, or Marion. For us not to cover that would be stupid. And everybody in the state's going to be covering it today. It will end up in probably every newspaper in Ohio that he's running for office because the official announcement came down today. But I know a lot of people will see this as very partisan, that we're giving him the attention and so on and so forth. That's the D and the R. That's where we have
got... Well, Robert Landauer got the same treatment from the radio station if he ran for treasurer.
Well, and Robert Landon, by the way, is still welcome to come on this station anytime he would like. I'd love to hear what went on there from his perspective. I think he has a right to in his own words, describe what happened.
But you would give any Republican from you, you know, whether they're D or R, you know, you got to be proud when, you know, somebody from your, you know, city or, you know, county is running for state office.
Well, and I also want to say that Robert Sprague, who is our current treasurer, I have invited him on because I do want to give equal time. So anytime Robert Sprague wants to come on, I have sent the invitation to him, and he is free to come on anytime, and we will hear what he has to say.
I'd like to hear, you know.
Well, and I also think this is an interesting story because Scott Schertzer is running for the same office that Mary Ellen Withrow had, another Marion person. So there's some irony and coincidence there as well.
Yeah, hopefully she can give him a lot of good advertisement, but...
You know, I'm interested to know how involved she will be. Now as Ted Strickland...
If she does the mayor thing like you're talking, suggesting...
Well, how would you...
She ain't going to have time to travel around with him, you know, much during campaigning.
Well, should that that would be after the election.
Oh.
So, but interestingly enough, though, it's interesting because at Mary Ellen's stage of life now, not that she's not perfectly healthy, she's great and hopping around like she always was, but I don't think she's as involved as she used to be because of that, but because we have a Marion person who worked on her campaign, and he's running for the job that she held, I wonder how involved she is going to be. I would expect more involved than normally.
But sometimes people at that age, though, you know, they can't be out, you know, long or, you know, sometimes bathroom issues become a problem with them. And
I don't think Mary Ellen has that problem. She's been around. Last summer, we went to the Bratwurst Festival. We went to the pizza shop in Bell Fountain. She walked around. We were out pretty late those nights. She was here on election night till all hours of the night. I don't think Mary Ellen has a problem with stamina.
And she probably got up before you got up, too.
She probably did. I'm sure she was up before I was up. You got it.
Yeah.
I go to the restroom, I'm sure, more than Mary Ellen.
Well, the older you get, the more that's going to bother you.
There you go. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. What an interesting... Now, there's some words I never thought I would say on the airwave, but the caller brought it up. So there you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's going to be an interesting day here today. Glenn Coble's going to join me from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then we have got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Live at 5, The Show with No Name, 5:10 till 6 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 till 7 p.m. And don't forget A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble and Dr. Ron Feinman, 12:10 to 1 p.m. And again, it's a big day in Marion. The official announcement came down this morning at 8:30. Mayor Schertzer is officially running for state treasurer, and he was on this morning, and we thank him for coming on, as well as Governor Strickland, to give his thoughts on the whole matter. Again, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to this or anything else for the remaining 3.5 minutes in this program? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. It's going to be an interesting race, and I don't know what will happen. It's going to be fun to cover. This is going to be an interesting year for a lot of reasons politically. You've got a gubernatorial race that people have their eye on because you have a governor who's being primaried for the first time in 130 years, that being Governor DeWine. You have a female running for the Democratic ticket for governor. We've never had a female governor. It's a whole thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I hope Mayor Schertzer gets what he wants. I hope he gets the office. And I think as long as Mary Ellen endorses him and lets it know that she's endorsing him, that'll go a long way.
Well, I think it is interesting that he's running for the office that she held. So my guess is she will be a lot more involved than she would normally be at this point in her life.
Yeah, she'd probably give him some pointers. But
now,
he's been mayor for, what'd you say, 16 years?
Yeah, he's in his 15th year. There's still another year left on his term. If he were to win this, that somebody else would have to finish out. But yeah, 15 years at this point.
Oh, yeah. That's another question that popped into my head. Now, if he runs and loses, does he still get to be mayor, or is he done being mayor?
No, he would still be mayor. He'd finish out his term, unless he would resign the position, which I don't think... After talking to him this morning, it did not seem like he had any intention to do that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you can hold an office and run for another office.
Yeah.
It's just that if he would win, he can't hold two offices.
Yeah, but if he loses, then it's like he never ran.
Yeah, he can finish out his term, and he could even run for mayor again if he liked. I don't know if he would want to do that, but that's what could happen.
Well, you know, when you got a good gig going, why give it up if you don't have to?
Well, if the people want to vote for you, you know, I think that's what it all comes down to. If they want to vote for him, he'll most likely stay. You know, he's not an older guy. I think that's also figuring into this. You know, he's not exactly retirement age. So I don't think he's ready to just go into retirement at this point. So this is probably part of this as well.
Yeah, he's just dipping his toe in the water to see what he can do.
Yeah,
if he got treasurer of the state, who knows? He might end up in Washington.
You never know. I mean, I believe he's just in his 50s at this point. So who knows? We'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, then.
And again, the phone lines are always open here, 740-383-9944. Glenn Coble will be coming into the conversation after the break here. Let's take another phone call before we go to break. Go ahead, caller.
One last thing before you go.
Yeah.
Who are you taking this Sunday? Who's your dog in the race?
Well, of course it's going to be the Bengals. There's no way I wouldn't cheer them on. And to be honest with you, I am not a huge football fan, but I really do believe the Bengals are going to pull this out. They've got the momentum. I think somebody even told me yesterday that they're favored at this point to win. So I got to say they're going to pull it off.
Well, from what Vegas is saying, the Los Angeles Rams are favored by 7. But
oh, are they?
My prediction is Cincinnati by 3.
Well, they've got some good field goal intentions. So I'll say this. I'll say by 10. I always think it's an odd number. I'll say by 10.
I think it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. It's going to come down to even overtime. Because Cincinnati, they're one of them teams that Joe Burrow, I mean, he is that Ohio boy that will not let Ohio down.
Well, I tell you what, get the root beer and the popcorn ready.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. We got to go to break. Coming back with Glenn Coble in 15 minutes. And the grand prize game. Oh, my goodness. How could we ever forget that?
Yeah. I would drive the... my producer crazy sometimes. We always had to start with the same thing, which was, are you all set for lots of fun and fabulous prizes? And of course the audience would yell yes. And then I would have to go in with the same